All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I am your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're here today with Jenna Ackerman, local business owner and one of the main organizers for Lander Presents. Lander Presents, of course, is the free concert series that's been happening all summer. I'll let Jenna talk a little bit about it here in just a moment. But before we dive into that and tonight's concert, Jenna, how are we doing this morning?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Doing swell. Appreciate you coming in today, as always. Anytime we can get you on here to promote Lander Presents, we'd love to have you on just because it's free concert, free great music in the park.
Free music.
Who doesn't like that? You've also got some great food trucks and some alcoholic beverages for sale as well at the event. Family friendly, though. There's always kiddos there with their families in the park. Great time. Could you just kind of, as always, do a little bit of a background information on what Lander Presents is in your role?
Absolutely. I am the treasurer of the board of directors for Lander Presents. Lander Presents' mission is to bring art and music events to Lander all year round, sort of based around this summer series. It's a four-concert, free park, city park concert series, and then we're just hoping to grow from there.
And it's been getting bigger, getting better. It was great from the beginning, but it's you can tell more and more people are getting aware of it and knowing that it's going on. And as you've mentioned before, it's not just music. You guys do documentary screenings and film screenings throughout the winter and stuff like that, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We try to do a few fundraising efforts with films, like indoor events, a little more cozy for the winters, you know, just to kind of bring things to Lander in the off season.
Exactly, because even though it's going into the winter, we still have to have something to do, and you guys are aiming to please and provide. And speaking of fundraisers, I do want you to kind of give us a rundown of the fundraiser event that you guys did for Lander Presents last night. This was so cool. I wish I would have been able to go to it after finding out more how much more I really liked the Future Birds. I was like, oh my gosh, this would have been like the most intimate setting that you could possibly imagine. Tell us a little bit about how that went last night.
Our concert last night went really, really well. It was super fun. The Future Birds have done some of these kind of backyard concerts, they call them, intimate settings, kind of private shows just at people's houses, essentially.
Yeah.
So we held a fundraising concert last night at the CWC Sinks Canyon Center, the Avalanche Science Institute, and there are a bunch of cabins up there. CWC students, you know, take residence there during the semester. And we were kind of set up on the back deck of the kind of caretaker, the director of the campus.
Oh, awesome.
Just the beautiful Sinks Canyon backdrop, red cliffs in the background. It was really, really nice. It was a $100 ticket, but that included drinks and dinner and everything, so everyone had such a great time. And it was also kind of part of our sponsorship package for some of our local sponsors, so they got a certain amount of tickets for that show. So everybody was just, you know, super psyched, super happy.
Oh yeah, it sounded, I mean, just you guys had a shuttle service and everything, bringing people to and from that, just the whole thing. And anyone who might have balked at paying $100 for a fundraiser, think about it like this: that's basically $25 for every concert that you got to see for free. I mean, that's such a good price no matter what. So if you can at the end of the summer help donate to the cause and go see another concert or a bonus concert as well, why not do it?
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to try to do that every season. It was so much, it was so successful, and yeah, we just love the idea. So
as soon as I heard that that was going to be a thing, I just knew that was going to be something special. So I'm glad you guys were able to do that. So that was Future Birds. Can you tell us a little bit about that band?
Sure. Yeah, Future Birds. Like what you're saying, up and coming. Some alignment with My Morning Jacket, if you're familiar with that band. Kind of just, you know, rock music. They don't really fit in any one genre of rock. They kind of span a few, which is what I appreciate about them.
Totally.
A really unique sound. And tonight they're playing for free at the City Park with special guest Skeddy, the opener, 5:30 to 6. And it should be a great time. It's also the opening party for Jurassic Classic Bike Festival, which starts today. So
yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, I know just a little bit, but are you kind of in the same boat? If you just know it starts today, and tonight's kind of the Lander Presents is somewhat of a kickoff party for it, right?
Yep, we're supporting the festival in that, bringing the band to the park. It's the opening party, so there'll be a lot of people on hand. It should be a really, you know, good time. And then all weekend, the Jurassic Classic has some rides, group rides, shuttles, different events throughout the weekend. They'll have a Saturday event at City Park as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great time.
I think so. So we had Jason West from Teton Therapy on the show yesterday, and he was kind of talking about they're going to have booths there on Friday and Saturday, I think it is, mm-hmm. at Johnny Behind the Rocks, where a lot of it's going on. So I know a little bit about it. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. But, free concert tonight at Lander City Park.
So I was just going to say a little more about the format of tonight.
Yeah.
In case someone hasn't come, you were mentioning the food truck. So we have four great local food trucks on hand: Bunk's Barbecue, Gary, Rojo Verde, Far East Foodie. She's been doing a great food in town lately. And Wyo Philly. And then we've got our boy John Gastner catering out of the Lions shelter as well. So we have tons of food. We're going to have snow cones for sale as a fundraiser for the Nordic Club. And it should be mentioned that our alcohol vendors that are on hand, both the One Stop Market and the Lander Brewing Company, they actually are two of our biggest sponsors as well. So they've been really supportive of the festival throughout our existence. And so
big shout out to them.
Big shout out. They're super, super supportive. They do a lot for our local community. And we'll be doing some fundraising as well. We'll be selling our t-shirts with our logo, which has been
those are awesome t-shirts.
Super unique. People have been loving them.
Yeah.
I call it the Metal Larkalope.
I like it.
And then we have a limited supply, $20 each, signed Future Birds posters with this Metal Larkalope logo, and then the dates of Future Birds were here in Lander. So we're hoping to raise some money tonight and, kind of looking ahead to next season.
Are you guys just going to have that like a merch stand or something at the show?
We'll be back at the Lion Shelter in City Park as well. You'll see our banner, and there will be two of us or so on hand just selling merch and, you know, just saying hi to everybody.
And with all these, I mean, you mentioned a few of them. Were there any other sponsors or people that you wanted to give a shout out to just as a kind of final thank you for the whole summer season here?
Our biggest sponsors, we had a big grant through the Chamber of Commerce. Also, the Hughes Foundation was our second biggest sponsor. Without the list in front of me, but we've got a lot of, like, private sponsors as well. The Rebers, a couple other ones. Fremont Orthopedics, actually, the ones that you guys just brought on.
Yeah.
Fremont Therapies. Like I said, the One Stop Market, Lander Brewing Company.
It's a big group of people all coming together in the name of free, good music. This is just awesome. So what's next for Lander Presents then?
We don't have anything on the books right now. Kind of probably take a month break. After our season always feels pretty busy. We'll be, in touch with winter events. And then, like I said, we're just trying to do some fundraising for next season.
Cool. Well, Jenna, thank you so much for stopping by today and filling us in on what's going on tonight for the Lander Presents concert and what you guys have been doing all summer. Because as we mentioned before, free concerts, but a lot of effort goes into these things. And most everyone, it's volunteer work. It is a full-time job, but everyone has full-time jobs when they're doing these things. So just exactly. Thanks for putting on free entertainment.
You're welcome. Yeah, we've got volunteers at the park right now setting up for tonight. So
awesome.
Please don't miss this show. Future Birds, like you said, they're up and coming. It'll be so cool for you to say, I saw them in Lander.
Totally.
And
I don't mean, I can't stress that enough. Like we always say, this is going to be a great show. This is going to be, and they are, they all are. But this one, when I started taking a deep dive into the band, I was like, oh, that was a good tune. Oh, that was another good tune. Well, I'm not going to like the earlier stuff. Oh, I really like the earlier stuff. And then just every album I listened to after that. And like you said, it really was. They're kind of like that band, my favorite band to see live, My Morning Jacket. No genre. I mean, they pick a song from any style and they just put their own little the spin on it. Mm-hmm. They've kind of got that reverb heavy sound, just totally. Very calming, soothing music. But then when it's time to shred, they shred too.
And they're so much fun.
They seem like it just from the live music videos that I've seen too. Yeah. So
it's going to be a good time.
Can't stress enough. Get out there. Sketty is the opener. Show up, what you said, right around 5:30, that's a good time.
5:30, get some food. Yeah, music maybe 5:30 to 6.
Exactly. So it'll be starting around then. Sketty, open up for Future Birds. Go see them before you can't see them at small venues anymore. Jenna, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks so much, Vince.
Once again, that was Jenna from Lander Presents talking about the Lander Presents final free concert summer series tonight happening in Lander City Park. Get there at 5:30, and the Future Birds will be hitting the stage probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock. We're going to go and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, going to throw things over to some Fremont County news with Jared Anderson, followed by your County 10 Sports Update with Wyatt Berichka and John Gabrielson. Immediately followed by your National Native News and your daily Agriculture Today report and your Torrington Livestock report as well, coming your way in just a quick moment.